Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
So we just had a conversation last half hour with a reconstituted company from old days back in 1936, and now we're going to be talking about a startup. This is kind of cool. This is Rihanna Lejeune Copeland and Justin Copeland. He is a master craftsman. She is the owner and creative mastermind behind something called Repinned. Welcome to the Business News Hour, guys. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
So, okay, what is this all about? What is Repinned?
Well, Repinned, we work one-on-one with clients to redesign either furniture that they already have or find secondhand into their dream furniture. So it could be something that...
What does that mean?
So it means, you know, we don't want people to waste things. We don't want them to go to the dump or to end up in the landfills. So someone will call us and say, you know, I have my grandmother's rocker and I'm expecting... And we will come up with a design for them to, you know, refinish, reupholster, modify, make it modern, something that they can use in their home today.
So this is actually taking perhaps an older piece of furniture, all kinds of different things, but not just refurbishing it in its original condition, but actually maybe changing it? Would that be right, Justin?
Yeah, definitely. We can come up with any concept. Really, it's based around the individual's own ideas and what they're thinking to make it work for them. So we can definitely just design.
Give us an example. Give us a kind of an example of what we're talking about.
Well, we could modify one of my favorite things. I kind of have a chair addiction. I really love wingback chairs. The shape is very classic, and it just maybe needs the right fabric. It can fit into, you know, your living room, your dining room at the head of a table, or it can even go into your nursery. We can modify them to take the legs off and add the runners to make it a rocker, something that you might see in high-end magazines or even, you know, Pottery Barn. They love wingback rockers these days, so that's something that we can create from a Craigslist find or something, you know, that your parents had in their house, and now it's in your nursery or anywhere in your home.
Okay, so let's say, I'll just throw out a couple of suggestions to you. You got a needlepoint chair. You know, the chair is old, and this is a real-life thing, by the way. I have one of these. A needlepoint chair that my great aunt put, you know, did the needlepoint on, but it's all kind of fallen apart and just not, you know. I don't want to necessarily change it to be something more modern, but something like that can be redone and refixed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. We can redo a chair if you want to keep it in an original, or just if it's, you know, loose condition, sure, kind of falling apart, we can definitely work with it and tighten it back up.
And this is important because there's so many individuals out there that have family heirlooms that are sitting in a room someplace, not being used, not being displayed because they're maybe fallen on hard times. And why not bring them back to life?
That's exactly my thought. You know, I grew up in Sherman Hill. I'm a Des Moines girl. I went to Roosevelt and Iowa State. And
go Raiders.
My mom did historic restoration, so I was always surrounded by antiques and older pieces. You know, it was driving down the road, my mom would pick something up off the side, you know, and lug it home and fix it up. So that has always been my frame of mind, you know, use what we have. It has a lot of character, like your grandmother's needlepoint chair. You know, it just may have been forgotten up in the attic or the basement, and it just needs repair, you know, the wood refinished or redoweling or recaning. And it's a kind of a craft that is kind of dying out, so we're kind of starting a reupholstery revolution revival here in Des Moines. When I started the business, there were other people that would paint furniture or, you know, creative, but there weren't reupholsterers. There weren't people offering that service, really. So we're in very high demand now because we have this skill set that not a lot of people have or are encouraged to pursue in school.
You know, one of my favorite television programs comes from Iowa Public Television, and they talk about, you know, what is it, treasure hunt? What is it? What? Antiques Roadshow. Thank you very much. I couldn't remember the name of it, but it's one of my favorite shows. But still, Antiques Roadshow. One of the things that they say on that is that, you know, this piece, whatever this piece is, would have had more value to it if you had not redone it. So are you able to, rather than redo, could you restore to a significant thing without really messing up the value?
Yeah, we can do that. We always look at the piece of furniture and determine, you know, if
and what's the utilization too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Exactly. And I mean, we will evaluate it because a lot of furniture that we're working with either has some sort of damage to it already. So, you know, if it's an antique that's in pristine condition, definitely we'd probably take a look at it and say, hey, you may not want to be modifying this, because, you know, it has significant value as it is.
So how do you evaluate all of this, Renee? How do you know if it's got value? And I suspect years of in the business and, you know, and knowing what you're looking at.
Our experience when, you know, we know what to look for, maker's marks, defining features of things that we know what to look for. And, you know, not every piece is going to be worth, you know, $1,000, you know,
what
the collectors.
But it's got a personal value to it.
It's going to have more value if it's actually being used.
Right.
You know, what value does it have if it's sitting dusty in your attic and no one's using it, when it can be utilized by your family and you can make memories around it?
What's the coolest project you've worked on?
Well, I would have to say for me, right after our first year, we were asked to do the Des Moines Home Show with Elizabeth Aaron Designs. And we actually created a room out of entirely secondhand furniture.
Really?
And we did such a good job that no one knew that it had been previously loved. And the room actually won second place for best kids'
good
room.
Good for you guys.
So it kind of gave us credibility, which we already have an amazing word-of-mouth following on Facebook. We have almost 6,000 followers that follow our page. But now we also work with interior designers and home builders and things like that.
We got to hook you up with some of our friends, too, because I think this is enlightening stuff. How long has Repin been around?
We just are entering our fourth year in business.
Yeah? How was that first year?
Tough. lots of tears. The first few times I spoke about the business, I actually cried because there were a lot of emotions involved in starting a business. And
well, there are a lot of emotions. And, you know, everybody that I talk to, and they say to me, well, Michael, how fortunate it is. You've got a couple of businesses. You know, you're a small business owner. That must be really nice having all that time off and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And, of course, we're the people that wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning going, I got to pay that bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you, you know, and every single small business owner out there is in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
What do you look for next? I mean, where are you headed with this? How do you want to have the business grow, guys?
Well, we are very passionate about furniture and design, so we are not only going to be doing, you know, making the old new again, but we're also going to be building our own furniture
there
from scratch and looking to local schools for interns who are also passionate about furniture to get people to stay in Des Moines and maybe get an interest in upholstery and what we're doing and teaching people more about the furniture.
You know, Justin, when you get a client in, they say, hey, we would like to be part of the design structure of some furniture within our home. I would suspect you take them in and say, okay, this is what we can do, this is what we can't do?
Yeah, definitely. If they have a design or something that they're trying to imagine but just can't quite figure out a way to actually put it to pen and paper, I mean, we can sit down with them and just have a discussion with them and, you know, work on some sketches and work on that concept and just get it visualized out on a piece of paper so they can see it.
Have you ever seen a room built around a piece?
Yes.
I would imagine so, sure, because people are very proud of something that they have and they say, wow, could we build a thing, a whole theme around something?
I think that's one of the things that I like best about the business is the one-on-one time that I get with the clients, because they'll send me a picture of a piece that, and they don't know what to do with it yet. So then I say, you know, what inspires you? You know, send me a picture of something that you've seen that you like, or something in nature, a fabric, something. And then I can take that from them and pull colors, swatches, and things. So in essence, they're actually designing the piece with me. So then when it's complete, they're proud of it too. You know, they can show it off to their friends, sure, and feel like they were a part of the design process.
Excellent stuff. Glad that Brooke Benscooter found you for us, because this is fun stuff. She does such a great job for us. Thank you very much, Renee and Justin, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
All right, it is called Repinned. Of course, if you missed any part of this, we will have all of the broadcast up on our podcast in just a little bit. All right, we got to clear on out of here, Dustin. Yeah, Tyler says, we got 30 seconds. We got to go. For our friends from MMIT and our folks from Reprint, my name's Michael Libby. For Tyler Hackenmiller, behind the controls, Mark McDowell is the program director, Mary Sayers, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Inside on Business, and the music you're listening to right now is from James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.